Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Homicides in Los Angeles on pace to smash last year's record high. Gangs now stealing gasoline in California. Inflation causing senior citizens to delay retirement. A new survey ranks the healthiest cities in the USA. Also ahead, did Hillary Clinton get away with more alleged corruption? But first, murders in L.A. rising, the city of angels, reporting 135 homicides through May, up 13% compared to last year. LAPD believes that figure could rise another 40% by August. 4 in 10 Angelenos say they don't feel safe in their own neighborhoods. The city has the highest homeless population in the USA. 70,000 people sleep on the streets of Los Angeles every night, and that causes massive social problems. Lax law enforcement, of course, in California is promoting the violence. Forget about carjackings. Thieves in California now more interested in gas. Gangs in L.A. drilling holes into gas tanks to steal fuel. Politicians urging folks in some neighborhoods to put their cars in private garages. Price for a gallon of gas in California, about $6.20 on average. The national average hovering about $4.70. And all of the high gas prices will doom the Democrats in the midterms coming in November. A new report published by the New York Post finds 25% of workers will delay retirement to cope with inflation. 6 in 10 Americans say they're unable to save any money at all because of record high prices. Between increased costs for food and fuel, the typical American household now spends an extra $600 each month. That's more than $7,000 slashed from the annual family budget. Once again, the November boat will be grim for the Democrats. New national survey lists America's healthiest towns. Study from Wallet Hub ranks places by exercise, rates of obesity, percentage of smokers, drug addiction, and life expectancy. Fittest place this year, Salt Lake City, Utah, followed by San Diego, Miami Beach, Portland, Oregon. Title for the unhealthiest town in the country goes to Brownsville, Texas, followed by Mobile, Alabama, and Detroit. In a moment, did Hillary Clinton get away with yet another dubious thing? Right back with it.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Shortly after Michael Sussman was acquitted by a D.C. jury of lying to the FBI, and that happened earlier this week, I was on the phone with Donald Trump, who lamented the verdict. The former president believes the jury was stacked with liberal activists, and indeed, there is evidence that three of the jurors have aggressively supported the Democratic Party in the past. Should they have been removed from the jury pool? A lot of legal experts say yes, but the judge allowed them to stay. Now, Sussman is suspected of feeding the FBI the phony information about Russian collusion on behalf of Hillary Clinton's campaign. That information that Sussman trafficked linked candidate Trump to a corrupt Russian bank. That allegedly happened in the fall of 2020, shortly before the presidential vote. Special Counsel John Durham has made it clear that he believes the Clinton campaign and Hillary herself contrived the ruse and Sussman was the messenger. The problem is that in the trial, former FBI counsel James Baker, Durham's star witness, made contradictory statements about Sussman. Presto, reasonable doubt and acquittal. Durham should have foreseen that major problem because Baker, again the FBI counsel, had testified under oath in front of a congressional committee and said different things than he said about Sussman in the trial. Now, we all know that you must convict on beyond a reasonable doubt. If the star witness is contradictory, that raises reasonable doubt. But the truth is more important than Sussman's conviction. And the key to the truth is who is paying Sussman's lead attorney, Sean Berkowitz. He is very expensive. His firm, Latham Watkins, is very expensive. I estimate that Sussman's legal bills could be close to $1 million and perhaps higher than that. So who is picking up the tab? It is likely not Michael Sussman. I don't know the answer to that question, and of course, Sussman is not going to tell us. What I do know is that this whole thing is dirty, top to bottom. I also know that John Durham knows exactly what happened in one of the most corrupt campaign tricks in history. So now, Durham himself should tell the nation what he believes took place in this terrible situation. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by actually writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you check out my new book, number one, Killing the Killers, Great Father's Day Gift. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Summer is in the air. From the beach to the backyard, Americans are ready for a little rest and relaxation, and that includes listening to music. Now, beginning in 1958, Billboard magazine has ranked the most popular songs of the summer. They are number 5, Summer in the City by the Lovin' Spoonful. The 1966 classic spent 3 weeks at number 1 in 10 different countries. Good tune, holds up. Next, John Travolta's Summer Nights from the movie Grease. The song topped the charts after its release in the summer of 1978, but also became a surprise hit again in the 1990s, and I have no idea why. Travolta can't sing. Olivia Newton-John carries him. Number 3, School's Out by Alice Cooper. The party anthem has been featured in hundreds of films and TV shows. Cooper describes the song as, quote, the national anthem for the last day of school. Okay, Alice, I'll buy that. The second spot goes to Blue Hawaii by the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. The movie ruled the box office for months, and the soundtrack stayed on the charts for 79 weeks back in 1961. I can't even remember the song Blue Hawaii, and I'm an Elvis fan. The number one song of all time, I Get Around by the Beach Boys. The summer tune, written by Brian Wilson, features 10 vocal harmonies, 3 separate bass lines, 4 drum kits, 13 different musicians. I Get Around has sold 20 million copies since its release in 1964. The bad guys know us and they leave us alone. And here's something else you might not know. The modern music industry is very different from the early days. This summer, more than 90% of Americans will listen free to music on streaming services like YouTube. Back in 2001, physical sales, that's vinyl, CDs, audio cassettes, raked in $14 billion a year. 2 decades later, that number has dropped to $800 million a year, a 95% decline. Today, most musicians earn a living through touring. Hottest tickets this summer, Paul McCartney, Billy Joel, The Who, and Bob Dylan. Let's hear it for the old guys. Back after this.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That is the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com.